All right, Andy, thank you very much. Coach, the opportunity is there. 6 of 9 leadoff hitters on base offensively. You threatened in just about every inning. I guess their extra base hits and yours were singles tonight. Did you see that as the big difference?
I did. I thought 2-3-4 right there in the lineup. They got, you know, 2 big swings off, 2 3-run homers, and, you know, we didn't. I think the hits were about even, 14-13, and I don't think we had an extra base hit, and I think they had, you know, the 2 home runs and then a couple doubles down the line, right center field gap. So that was the biggest difference for me in the ball game. We played sound. They actually kicked it a little bit and helped us probably score a few runs there. And then, you know, we just kind of fought there to the end, and they kind of run through some pitchers that I hope is an advantage for us at some point, because we must win this series and get after it tomorrow and have a chance on Sunday. So hopefully they use some of those arms. But I thought them getting off big swings, especially the second one, we chased it the whole night. I felt like it was going to be a game, but with 2 outs there, not being able to get that, and that turned into a 3-run homer. And then we had the bases loaded a few times, and one time in the shift, I know Mainers, but a couple of times we just didn't get the hit, or if we did, we got some singles, but didn't get the big hit to keep pace.
Yeah. I think 6 of their hits tonight came on the first pitch of the at-bat. Is that in line with sort of the aggressive scout on them offensively, something that you could use maybe the rest of the series?
Yeah, I think we knew that coming in. That's how they're built. There's not a lot of bunt, and there's not a lot of run, and there's just it's been built for a long time with the coach's team of just a 3-run homer. And when you don't get them, you know, you got a chance. But when they are able to get their couple of swings off right there, that's the difference.
Bullpen, Herbert Holtz and Cannon, their first innings really, really smooth. In fact, Herbert Holtz, the first 5 sat down, and then they got to him a little bit. Was there anything that was set differently from those guys in their second innings as opposed to their first?
No, I thought that happened 2 weeks in a row. I thought that happened even in the win the other day at LSU, the 7-5 win. I thought everybody come in and really did a jam. Armstrong and then a couple of guys on traffic. Cannon wound up getting the bases loaded. We'd seen that two games in a row there. With kind of the same thing there in Herbert Holtz. So just, you know, maybe getting later in the season and these guys have thrown a pretty good bit. Just have to keep an eye on that. But, you know, that's kind of back-to-back times. We've seen the same thing where they got through their clean inning. But at the same time, we just found ourselves down in a ball game. So you're trying to use as few pieces as possible and stay in the ball game to make sure you got enough for the weekend.
Don't want to get out without mentioning Carter Wright, first career 3-hit game, and then he added another one on top of that. 4 hits for Carter, threw out another guy at second base. Just another terrific all-around game from your catcher.
Yeah, he's playing great. I thought all last weekend, and he was out, come back Sunday, and just kind of medicated and sweaty and fought through a ball game. I thought he caught a great game tonight. I'm glad you mentioned a throwout. 4 hits, kind of sprayed. Just you can tell he's in a great approach. They're just head high, hard line drives, finding holes. But, you know, he's playing great for us.
Another opportunity tomorrow to come and even up the series. And as this team has done every time, they'll, I'm sure, come back out focused, ready to go tomorrow.
Yeah, War Eagle.
War Eagle. That's head coach Butch Thompson. Andy, back to you.